Hello and welcome to my podcast, Breaking Beyond Guided Meditation. My name is Jill and I'm a shamanic practitioner, meditation coach and teacher in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I have been broadcasting and distributing my meditations for over 8 years. I hope you enjoy my guided meditations. Let's go ahead and get started. Take a nice deep breath in all the way down to the belly. And slowly exhale. Nice deep breath in. And slowly exhale. Last one, deep breath in. And slowly exhale. Go ahead and relax the breath, keeping it low in the belly. Relax your shoulders, keeping your spine nice and straight. Feel those shoulders relax and that relaxation move down your arms, all the way to the tips of your fingers. Slow and steady breath. Give yourself space at the beginning of your practice to sink in, to begin to control the mind chatter. We want to shift to a place of observance where we're not attaching to the thoughts or allowing them to spin out of control. We're observing them and staying present in our bodies, feeling the breath move through our bodies and allowing ourselves to get to that deep, relaxed state. I'm going to take us today to a place to help answer questions. Sometimes things can get heavy. We get lost in the redundancy or the pain of it all. So we're going to lift some of that today. Go to a place with answers. Maybe offer some clarity. So when we begin to travel to this place, we're going to start our journey in a place outside, a place that's familiar to us, maybe a place we feel safe, comfortable, someplace out in nature, a place that you love. Bring that place up in your mind. And feel yourself there, standing on the earth. Feel your feet connected. Maybe you're standing on rock or warm soil or grass, or maybe on the shore of some beach next to the ocean or a lake. Feel that presence move up your body. Maybe you feel the warmth of the sun on your skin, or the breeze move through your hair, across your face. Smell the earth in your nose. Maybe it's the smell of dry desert, or a mossy undergrowth deep in a forest. Breathe deeply. Be fully connected to this place. from the bottoms of your feet to the top of your head. You're fully present here. I want you to begin to look around you. In this space, there's going to be a large tree or something that just looks out of place. This will be your means of traveling upwards. We're going high above the earth today. Once you find that spot, I want you to begin walking towards it, feeling your feet rise and fall with every footstep and reconnecting to the earth. The space you're walking to is really a vessel for you to travel upwards. Trees are really common. Wherever your mind brings you, whatever steps forward, take it. Let the image come forward and move with it. We're going to begin to travel upward. Feel your body lift and become lighter. The ground below you becomes smaller. The sky around you changing to a deep blue until you're high above the earth and standing on a platform. I want you to walk to the edge of the platform, looking down at the earth below you, how small everything is. This is where we get a bigger perspective of things happening for us. Maybe get some answers. I want you to look behind you to see that the platform attaches to something else. It'll look different for each of you. Could just look like a white fluffy cloud or another piece of the earth suspended high in the atmosphere. I want you to walk towards it and notice a path carved out there for you to follow. As you follow the path, you're going to come to a gate and a being standing next to that gate. This gate is the entrance to a sacred space, and that being guards this space. This space is all your own. Welcome to the upper world. I want you to ask for permission to enter, and once they give it, step into your sacred space. Once inside, the space can look like anything. There will be certain objects here that are almost always here, just like when you travel to the lower world. You might see a fountain or a large book sitting on a desk or a bookstand. I want you to walk to the fountain and sit at its edge. Feel yourself present here. Allow your mind to fill in the details. Perhaps there's flowers. The space might feel really bright, full of sun. Everything a little bit lighter. And we start in this journey to help us answer a question or provide clarity. So I want you to hold in your body maybe that question. Maybe it's more than a question, but a thought of why or how. What do I do next? What do things look like going forward? Maybe you need reassurance. So hold that question in your body. Take a nice deep breath in. Slowly exhale. And now I want you to ask for your guidance to step forward. This is a physical being, a guide. If you struggle seeing their face, make one up. It's okay. They're there. They're going to come and sit down next to you at the fountain. In your hand, they're going to place a coin. I just want you to hold it for now. And I want you to ask them your question. Listen for the answer. Feel it in your body. Don't think too much. Just be present. Whatever the answer is, it is. Your guide is going to now walk you over to a book. The two of you standing in front of the book. They're going to ask you again what your question was. They're going to take your hand and together going to place it on the book. Then your guide will open the book, place your hands together on a page. You're going to travel someplace together to get answers, to see a scene in this life or another. Provide clarity. When you do this, you're observing only. You're not able to interact with anyone that you see, just your guide, where you can ask questions and they can hopefully provide answers. Take a nice deep breath. Slowly exhale and step into the book. I'll call you back when it's time. It's time to come back through the book. You and your guide once again standing in your sacred space, hands on the book. I want you to walk together back to the fountain. Still holding the coin in your hand. I want you to ask your questions. Why did you go to that place? What were you meant to learn? How does it help you now? Your guide is going to point to the coin in your hand. They want you to use it to make a wish. One of two wishes. You get to choose to bring into your life what you desire, or to bring into your life what you need. Holding the coin, place one of those two wishes into the coin in your hand and toss it into the fountain. I want you to thank your guide for coming to meet you and begin walking back towards the gate, leaving your sacred space. As you walk through the gate, acknowledge the gatekeeper and begin to follow the path back to the platform to return the way you came. Feel your body begin to descend down to the earth. The lightness and the weightlessness that you felt while in the upper world slowly receding as you feel your body become heavier, descending down to the earth. Watching everything around you become larger until your feet finally touch the soil, the ground, the rock, the shore. Back in this place in nature that you're familiar with, feeling the ground underneath you, the atmosphere of this place surrounding you. Go ahead and take a nice deep breath in and slowly exhale. Bring your hands together in prayer position. Take a moment for reflection. Bring yourself back present in your body. Extend grace and gratitude to yourself. Take one last deep breath in. Slowly exhale. When you're ready, go ahead and open your eyes and come back to me.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In shamanic journey, we usually go to one of three places. Most commonly, we'll go to the lower world. But today we went to the upper world. The difference between the lower and the upper world is in the lower world, this is really connected to our current life, the earth plane. So you'll see, you know, spirit animals in this place. You might see your loved ones who've passed, or your guides will come into this space. When you go into the upper world, this is really where you're connecting to more of a ethereal or angelic realm. This is where you'll connect to your spirit guides, but you might also connect to other parts of your soul family or other beings from your soul family. This is also where you might connect to previous lifetimes to get answers, or just gain that higher perspective. So I hope you enjoyed today's meditation. Hope it brought some perspective to you. And as always, I wish you all the best.